in one of the countries that I mentioned, is life there really that much better? If you live in Finland or Denmark or Iceland or Austria or Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Israel, Costa Rica, any of the other countries in the top 20, is life really better there? And if so, why do you think that is? Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this. Let's first have a quick chat with Professor Bruce Hood, who is author of the book Science of Happiness and Professor of the module The Science of Happiness at Bristol University. Bruce, good to have you with us this morning. Let's start, if we could, with why the UK, in your view, seems to be getting more and more depressed.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And we seem to be moving down the charts. It's kind of, this happiness report has looked at the various factors, and it seems to be related to increased rise in populism and an increased sense of distrust in our neighbours and the authorities. And this is, I think, reflects what's been going on politically. So I think it's actually to do with this sense of inequality and a lack of control over your life. So I think that explains what's going on for the UK and the US.
Interesting. And I mean, the thing about loss of trust in neighbours, I think that's probably something a lot of people instinctively feel. They sort of, scientists might call it social breakdown, or you know, the sort of breakdown of community.
Yeah.
How closely linked is that to people's happiness and well-being?
Well, this is a really interesting line of work that some of the authors of this report have actually done. So they looked at an experiment where they measured people's perceptions of trust about handing back a wallet that had been dropped.
Mm.
And so they got people to say, how many people do you think would hand it back in, you know, whether your neighbor would, where a police officer would, and so on. And then they actually did experiments where they dropped wallets in cities around the world to see how many were handed in. And there were two findings. First of all, people totally underestimate the generosity and the willingness of people to hand wallets back. So they think people are going to be much more likely to keep them. And actually, when they did it, it turned out that, the countries where the highest rates of return in the wallets are the same countries which are the happiest countries. So this sort of proves this sort of causal mechanism that it's this lack of trust in the sort of the more industrialized societies, which is linked to them being unhappy.
Do you have thoughts, Bruce, on why we don't have that in this country, why we are sort of more and more distrustful, even fearful of each other?
Well, I think what we could do is look at the countries which are the happiest ones and then look at their structures. So the Nordic countries are typically at the top of the rankings. And they have very good social support systems. They have much greater trust in their authorities. Whereas I think what we've seen progressively, certainly in the US and the UK, is an increasing sense of dysphoria, a sense of just not being sure that you're in control of your life. And I think that's been amplified by various political movements, as I've said. And of course, we've seen some of the social structure breaking down as well in the industrialized countries. So families are, they're not staying together as often. And we're seeing more and more loneliness and more isolation. So I think that's part of the issue, that as you become more isolated, you become more suspicious, more distrustful. And these are all factors which are contributing to this breakdown in social connection.
So if we wanted to be a little bit more like the Nordic countries, and as I say, Finland comes top of this ranking, what sort of practical things might we be looking to change, Bruce?
Well, I think this requires government intervention as well as personal responsibility. So for the government intervention, I'd like to see the return of the so-called third space. These are areas where people can hang out. They used to be called youth clubs. There used to be this opportunity to do things together. Just invest in the community and also think about social support. I think at a personal level, we can just start to be a little bit more trusting of our neighbors, reaching out, having those conversations. Because interestingly, people think it will be awkward striking up a conversation or trying to be altruistic. But in fact, the research shows that it's actually a lot easier than you would imagine, and it's a lot more enjoyable than you would imagine. So you think it's going to be awkward, but actually, once you've struck up a conversation with someone, generally you and they have had a really great time. So I think we can take personal responsibility, but I do believe that society should be geared towards encouraging our social interaction.
It's an interesting way to look at it, because I think instinctively a lot of us, and probably include myself in this, would sort of see this as a problem that government needs to solve. We're not happy. People are getting more and more unhappy in this country. What are our politicians going to do about it? And the way you just framed it there, Bruce, actually it sort of raises the question, well, actually, yes, of course there's some things that national leaders need to do, but maybe there's also a lot of things that we all need to do.
That's right. And I don't think we should expect the government to step in and sort ourselves out. I mean, we can each make our choices. We each have control over our lives. And those little things, you know, acts of kindness, just being neighborly, looking out for people. You know, during the pandemic, we saw this happen spontaneously. And I think that's a really interesting phenomenon, that people just, you know, they rose up to the challenge and started helping each other out. But somehow we seem to be slipping back into this very isolated, egocentric view, I call it, in the field of science of happiness.
Just to go back to the sort of figures and the data, Bruce, for a moment.
Yeah.
I see that this is being driven in particular by a fall in happiness amongst young people.
That's right, yes. So the major factors which contribute to this score are that there are six things, but the two major factors are GDP, which is obviously the wealth at the individual level. But the next most important factor is the sense that you can communicate, the sense that you can be helped by someone, that you've got a connection with someone, someone can help you out of a situation. So I think obviously, you know, we've had the crisis in, you know, the economy, but I also think that the sense of community has been eroded away. So I think these are the main factors which are contributing to this. And in the younger generations, of course, it's very challenging. It's always been a challenging time for young adults, but I think increasingly it's unpredictable. And when things are unpredictable, you don't feel you have control, that leads to stress and therefore unhappiness.
What would you say, and there will be people, messages already come in saying things like, oh, for goodness sake, we lived through the Blitz, or times were a lot tougher when I was growing up in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
People in today don't realise how lucky we are. We don't realise how lucky we've got it, how good we've got it. Is there something in that? Or is that unhelpful?
Well, there's something in that. There is something in that. Life is definitely a lot easier than it was 100 years ago, and obviously... But what people forget is that the perception of how your life is going is just as important as the actual reality. And the trouble is that what's different now than it was 50 years ago is that we have an avalanche of information and comparisons to keep drawing all the time. So we see all these idealized lives. We see the perfect lives that other people are living. So if you're kind of sort of trying to evaluate how you're getting on, you're drawing comparisons. And those comparisons are with, you know,